Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board's meeting, special meeting teleconference, September 8th. We apologize for the delay. We've been in executive session dealing with personnel issues, legal questions before the foundation, specifically how we're going to process personnel issues at our upcoming board meeting and the items to be contained within our executive session at the in-person board meeting September 29th through 30th. This is our public session, and Teresa Allen's our secretary. Teresa, will you call the roll, please?
Okay. David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Berg?
Here.
Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Lydia Brezon?
Here.
Thank you. A.C. Bird? I'll come back. I did not hear A.C. Bird. Lisa Davis? I did not hear. Nathan Moore? Not here. Patty Heffley? Not here. Ray LaForest?
Here.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
Alan Minsky? Rosalinda Montes Palacios? I do not hear Rosalinda. Sar Rondawa?
Here.
Thank you. Rip Robbins?
Here.
Rob Robinson?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shafto?
Here.
Thank you. Zarina Shakir? Phil Jackson?
Here.
Thank you. Don White?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Thank you. Greg Guma?
Here.
CFO Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Thank you. Going back to A.C. Bird? I do not hear A.C. Bird. Patty Heffley? Do not hear. Alan Minsky? I do not hear. Rosalinda Montes Palacios? I do not hear. And Zarina Shakir. All right, we have quorum.
Great, thank you. The first thing actually on the agenda is the, we should approve the agenda first. I sent around a proposed agenda. Is there a motion? The proposed agenda calls for an hour and 15-minute session, starting with roll call, welcome to new director, approval of agenda. The approval of minutes is available for 10 minutes. A brief ED report, including an update on national programming for 10 minutes. An audit committee report for 15 minutes, and a coordinating committee report regarding motions for the September 29th, October 1st PNB meeting for half an hour. Is there a motion to adopt that agenda?
So moved.
Is
there a second?
I second.
It's open for debate.
Don Robbins here.
I couldn't hear. Who was first, Rip or Don?
Rip.
Go ahead, Rip.
I have an amendment. To move item number 3 to the end of the agenda, if time permits.
That's the ED report?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. Second, is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Any other discussion on the agenda?
Don White.
Go ahead.
I hate to say this, and I hate to request it, and I ask the indulgence of the board. I am on the audit committee as a director, but I'm not chairing the audit committee. And I'm desperately trying to get a report from the audit committee that has the collaboration of the chair and others. And this is not prepared for tonight, so I'm going to ask once again for a postponement of the audit committee report until the next meeting.
There's a motion to strike the audit committee report to our next meeting. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, I'll assume there was a second and we'll adopt that.
I will have seconded that.
Okay. Any other discussion on the agenda?
This is LaVarne Williams.
Dave, yes, LaVarne.
Just a point here. We have approval of minutes on the agenda.
Yeah.
And just a question. When we're in executive session, there are a couple of motions that were passed in the last session, not this one. I don't want to get to that. But when do we actually make those motions public?
That's a really good question, and it's something I need to research with counsel. I'll do that. We actually need to approve those minutes in executive session. I will, Teresa, can you make a notation in the minutes that the chair will consult with counsel on details of revealing motions past an executive session?
Will consult with counsel to do what?
Regarding publishing of motions passed in an executive session.
This is LaVarne. I'm trying to understand why you need to get with counsel. I think it's clearly, I'll have to find it here, noted that the motions that come out of executive session should be made available to the public.
There will be times, of course, when they'll relate to contracts or other confidential matters. So what I'm looking for is guidance on which motions can be made public and whatnot.
And how much of it?
Yeah. Actually, this isn't really relevant to the agenda.
For the next meeting, whether it's in person or by telephone.
I tell you what. Why don't we can include it in the approval of minutes this time, and while we're getting there, I'll look it up in the bylaws. Is that all right?
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
This is Ray.
Yes, Ray.
I'd like to move that we end this meeting at later than 12:05.
Okay, that's 3 hours and 55 minutes for me.
Well?
There's a motion to end the meeting not later than 12:55. I assume he means Eastern time.
I said 12:05 Eastern time.
Oh, 12:05?
Yeah.
15 minutes. I'm just 15 minutes from the agenda, so I think we can finish by then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's you know what, Ray? If we hold time, then that is implied. If as long as no one extends time, but for us to approve that, it can still be extended by 2/3 anyway.
Right.
Do you still want to make it explicit?
Well, that's the idea, yes.
Sure.
Okay, is there any objection? Is there a second?
I second.
Is there any objection?
I'm very confused as to what's happening here. He's proposing that this meeting last about 45 minutes?
No, that it ended.
Actually, it's 55. That the agenda, that the meeting terminate at 12:05 Eastern.
As an order of the day, right?
Hello, AC.
Hi, AC.
12:05
yeah,
a.m.
That's maximum.
Daylight time.
Yes, and we have Optimus on the line, I hear.
God.
Okay, if there's no objection to that, then that's adopted. Anything else? Okay, hearing no further debate, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Hearing no objection, the next thing is the approval. Before that, I want to welcome a new member to the board who is not actually here. Nathan Moore from WORT in Madison has been elected as our affiliate director, replacing Yvonne Dooley, who unfortunately had to resign from the board. So we look forward to seeing Nathan at our meeting in Berkeley. He was not able to be here tonight, but he is a member of the board at this point.
Mr. Chair, ma'am. I would like to make an announcement that I need to send out a notice to secretaries and chairs that they need to schedule a delegates meeting before our PNB meeting to address the bylaws motion that came out. So,
yeah, I have that announcement.
I will be sending it out.
No, Teresa, we had agreed at the last meeting that Bob Letter and I would be sending that out.
Okay.
And I had just sent it to council, so we're just waiting to hear back, but we can send it out. I mean, if we want, I've got it already done.
Great, thank you.
I'll send it to you to send out if you'd like that.
Okay.
All right.
So
we'll deal with that offline.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes as available. Teresa, can you introduce the minutes that have been circulated?
The minutes that have been circulated are the September 1st minutes. Am I correct? I'm confused now. I had it written down. I believe the one that we, that I circulated to the National Board was dated September 1st. And I do not believe there were any corrections to it. So.
Okay, so is there a motion to adopt September 6th minutes? September 1st minutes circulated by the Secretary?
I move to accept the minutes of August 25th.
August 25th.
Isn't that
no? Those are the ones I sent, and we'll get to that next.
It was sent to the National Board at 10:06 p.m. Central Daylight Time on September 1st, and they are from the open session.
Yeah. Sorry.
So is your motion Mary, to
accept
adopt
the minutes referred to by the Secretary?
The September 1st minutes, open session minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any debate? Amendments?
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Two amendments. First, the text listed there of the proposed bylaws amendment allowing for a second at-large member is incomplete. It only has part one of the amendment. There's a whole part two where Article 5, Section 5 is also amended, so which I've posted to the board before. So that should just be included for accuracy.
Can you send that to me?
Sure, I can send it again.
If you sent, you've probably sent it to me already, but somehow I missed it.
That's fine.
I'll
send it.
All right.
Okay. Is there any objection to amending those minutes as Bob described? Okay. Any further amendments?
Okay, yes. My second amendment is that it's been the practice of the secretaries of the PNB to include the roll call vote on substantive motions in the minutes. That's been practiced for several years now, and so I think that this motion, these minutes should reflect that pretty standard practice.
For the bylaws amendment?
Well, in this case, yeah, that would apply to the bylaws.
Right.
You mean even if no one asks for a roll call vote?
Yeah.
Well, every meeting done by teleconference is automatically by roll call. So no one has to ask because it's done anyway.
So the motion is to request inclusion of the voting results by roll.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, actually,
for non-procedural motions, right?
Right.
I feel that if we want a posted roll call vote, because I don't use Excel spreadsheets to tally them, I use a manual sheet of paper. So, I don't mind doing it on this one. But are you saying how far back should I go and give you a roll call vote, or how do I make that determination as to whether it's substantive?
Non-procedural, anything that's not.
Yeah, for example, Teresa, any motion to extend time, any motion to divide, motions to postpone and the like. But when you're talking about a main motion, those are the motions that he would like.
I think that complicates the secretary's responsibilities significantly, especially since I'm really not comfortable using, I think it takes Excel to do those kinds of tallies easily.
No.
Okay. We have a motion for the inclusion of the roll call vote. Teresa, do you have those data? In other words,
yes.
Do you have the record of how people voted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a motion that the roll call information be, or the motion, excuse me, information regarding who voted how be included. So is there a second to that motion?
I second that.
Is there any debate on that point?
I just have a point of information from Rip Robbins.
Go ahead.
And that is this just for this set of minutes? That's the way it would seem to me that it's worded. because it doesn't give any direction to continue that practice. Or so there's something missing if the intent. I thought the intent was that it would start now and go forward that way.
Does the maker want to clarify his intent?
Yes, my intent is that this be actually not a new practice, but return to an old practice that mm-hmm. was practiced last year and several years before by the last year's secretary. So if it's in order for me to make this as an ongoing motion, I would do that now. If not, I would just apply it to the set of minutes before
us. It's not in order as an ongoing issue right now. We're considering the approval of the current minutes.
Thank you.
So I'd like you to repeat the motion, if you don't mind.
The motion is that the September 1st minutes be amended to include the information regarding how each member voted.
What information?
On main motion. Yes,
main motion. Just non-procedural motion.
Yeah, because
procedural motions doesn't actually have a formal meaning, I don't think, in Roberts. But anyhow,
but it does
we know what we mean.
Yeah, thank you, Lydia.
I've stopped being able to think in English. Go ahead, Sarv. What's your point of information?
Is it regarding all motions, or is it regarding those motions where it was the votes be... roll call.
It's on the September 1st meeting, which was a teleconference. By necessity, all votes were taken by roll call. So
okay.
Bob's motion is that all roll call votes be, or all the information regarding how each member voted be on substantive main motions be included. Actually, I guess by substantive motions, they mean to include also amendments.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting tired and losing it, folks.
Order, please.
So, yeah.
You said non-procedural motions.
Order, please. Yeah. I'm sorry. So the motion is that the information regarding how each member voted be included on substantive motions be included in the September 1st minutes.
No problem.
And... secretary is to go back through the minutes and decide which of these are substantive motions.
Just the last minute.
Yes, just the last minute. Okay, well, all right, okay.
Teresa, I can help you with that if you like.
All right, that would be
May we, is there an objection to the motion to amending these minutes in this way?
No.
No.
Okay, hearing no objection, we'll do that. May I suggest then that we postpone the final approval until the revised minutes are circulated?
Yes, please.
There's no objection to that, then we'll approve those minutes when the revised version is circulated. The other minutes that were circulated are those circulated by me, which were revision. Teresa had asked me to fill in a couple of blanks on the August 25th open session minutes. I did that and circulated them to the board. And so is there a motion to adopt the 8:25 minutes?
I move to adopt the 8:25 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any amendment, debate, discussion? Hearing none, may we adopt? Yes, Bob, go ahead.
I move to postpone, since these were just posted this morning.
Okay.
I, for one, haven't really looked at them.
Motion to postpone till
the next board meeting. That would be till our in-person board
meeting. Okay. Is there a second?
I can second that. That's fine.
Any objection to postponement? Hearing none, we'll postpone them. And just quickly to answer LaVarne's question, the section on open meetings from Article... hold on a second. Article 6, Section 7 of our bylaws states, in the event that all or a portion of a meeting is closed, the board shall indicate in its notice of said meeting that the meeting or a part of it shall be closed. In addition, within a reasonable period after the closed meeting, the Foundation Secretary shall post on the Foundation's website a general statement of the basis on which all or part of said meeting was closed. So it doesn't actually speak to the publication of motions passed in executive session.
Right.
But I will consult with Dan Siegel about this, and I think our interest is in publishing everything that we're able to publish that doesn't cause a problem for the Foundation. Is that okay?
Yes.
I was asking LaVarne since it was her item.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. For this moment, that's fine.
Thanks very much, and we can revisit it at our next meeting if you want. Just let me know.
Mr. Chair, would you please repeat what we've just agreed to?
I simply read, I will email you the what I just read from Article 6, Section 7, and the notation that I asked you to put in the minutes earlier during the approval of the agenda.
All right, thank
you. Is sufficient. So the next thing on our agenda is, as tiring as the last thing. It's the Coordinating Committee report. And since I'm chair of that committee, I will turn the chair over to Sarv for this item.
Is that okay, Sarv? Yeah, thanks, Bob. Thank you. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, so the Coordinating Committee met earlier this week and has a series of recommendations regarding the organization of our September 29th, October 1st PNB meeting. All of these items were approved without objection, and I'd like to recommend that the PNB consider these items as a consent calendar, meaning that we will vote them together with the exception of any items that members would like removed from the list. They are as follows. That the agenda be organized into action items, discussion items, and reports to be received. The intent of that, incidentally, is that action items will be managed in a Robert's Rules process, and discussion items will be dealt with in an informal consideration. And I was, as chair, to look up the details in Robert's, the formal details for how we allow open discussion during a board meeting. That there be 4 hours allotted on Saturday for the budget approval and, incidentally, related finance committee items. Three, which we've approved in executive session, the Friday session from 10 to 5 p.m. be an executive session to deal with contract negotiations, personnel issues, and legal matters. Four, for any staff report, not more than a third of the time be devoted to the presentation by staff, two-thirds of the time to be allotted for interaction between the national board and staff, and that the PMB shall receive the substance of the report in writing in advance. Five, that the PNB forego formal committee reports at this meeting unless a committee informs the board of pressing action items. Any written reports would be received by the PNB for consideration and any necessary referrals to committee. And the point here being that we can process committee business perfectly easy on teleconference calls, and that any pressing items we deal with as an action item, but we would not take the several hours we usually take at each meeting for that, allowing time for other things. Six, that LSB chairs should each provide a status report, including the LSB's fulfillment of the duties enumerated for LSBs in Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica Bylaws. Number seven, that discussion items on the agenda include a two-hour block of discussion regarding our approaches to distribution strategies and our economic model of the foundation. And that would include participation by the webmaster, the affiliates coordinator, the archives director, the five GMs, the national technology director, the ED, and the CFO. And the note that the coordinating committee is requesting the ED to solicit from staff whom we have invited to participate in the discussion facts, any facts relevant to distribution issues, and a list of questions relating to distribution rights, relations between premiums and fundraising, et cetera. 8, that the focus stations will be KPFA and WPFW, and to remind people, this year we've been having a process in which instead of allotting equal and brief time to all stations, we focus on two stations, giving them 45 minutes each, and then the remaining stations have 45 minutes total just in interaction with the board. So we're recommending that KPFA and WPFW, neither of which has been the focus station yet, be the focus station. And again, the 15-minute maximum, a third time for presentation, the staff would apply there. The 9, that other station reports, the 45 minutes for reports from the other three station GMs, and again, not more than a third of the time devoted to presentation of each report, two-thirds of the time allotted for interaction with PMBA. And staff and the PMB shall receive substance of the report in advance. And 10, we would have a new business section on Sunday. So that is those are the recommendations of the coordinating committee regarding the construction of the agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
Mary Berg.
This is presented.
The point of
consent calendar. And any member wishing to remove item from the calendar for consideration, this is the opportunity for them to do so. Does anybody have any objection to any item here on this consent?
Mr. Chair, I wanted to make corrections on a couple of the wordings, if I might. When do I? Can I do that now or not?
Corrections?
Yes, sir.
Give me an idea.
Okay, in item 3, I would just like it to use the wording that we adopted in the executive session, because that includes the presence of counsel and everything else. So I would like to, on item 3, to substitute the language we approved in the executive session. That's my first thing. And the second thing is in item 6, the actual language was LSB chair should each provide a status report on LSB's fulfillment, not including. That's the substance of the report. That's all there is. So I would like to strike including and put on.
Objection,
those
please.
Are my two things.
Any objections, please, to...
Yes, I object to, because there were items in the executive session list of items that need to remain confidential. So in terms, it was quite purposeful that the executive session items referred to in public session were not specific, so
I
would object strongly to the
so then we just have to add the counsel
of those items.
Present.
Well, this is Lydia, but may I see on the LSB related issues?
Who is this?
Lydia. That we added, that's not a confidential issue.
Okay.
There are confidential issues in the motion that we passed in executive session. If you want to make a motion to add that, that's fine with me.
Yes, okay. I will make a motion to add LSB-related issues.
All right. Item 3. Now, this is as a consent calendar. Now, you can bring out of the calendar. Let's do this. Don't we, those items that we want to have the discussion on, and rest of the items, let's approve them. Then we can get to those that we take issue with. Please turn pump. All right. Item 3, Mary, you object to that?
Well, I think we wanted to amend it, both Lydia.
Okay,
and
you want to amend it.
So, all right, what you're suggesting?
Another item.
You say to take this off if we want to change it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so then I would pull that.
3 and 6.
And can't we just correct 6 to say on instead of including? Because that was the actual language.
You have to pull it. That's
you have
fine.
To pull it.
Just pull it and we'll put it right back.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Don White here.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, I don't have an objection, but if we're pulling from a consent calendar, I'd like to pull 7 because I have a couple questions that deal with clarity about what's being said here. So I'm not going to vote against it. I just want to pull it for a couple questions, if that's the process.
Just whatever you object to item to pull, we pull it out.
I'm not objecting. I need clarity. I just want to have a couple questions. Yeah.
So you don't want to approve the item? It is just like that. So
I wanted to pull 7 because I just have some clarity questions about it.
Don.
You can ask a point of information.
Just a second, Mary. Any item that you think needs to be modified, changed in any way, then we pull that out, okay?
Well, if you want to pull 7 then for this purpose, then that's it.
All right. So item 3, 6, and 7 is pulled. Any other items?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Rick Robbins.
Yes, sir.
Item 9.
Item 9 is pulled. Any other item? All right. Pulled. 3, 6, 7, and 9 are pulled. The rest of them, anybody, any objections to adopting that? Option is from calendar. So item 1, 2, 5, 4.
4, 5.
Yeah.
Nobody pulled 4.
4, 5, 8.
8 and 10.
8 and 10. They're approved. That's from calendar. Any objection to that? All right. Now we can go back to any objections to back to item. Let's open discussion on that.
On 3, right?
Okay, this is the language change. Yeah.
Dave, go ahead. You can motivate it for coordinating committee.
This is item 3.
Yeah.
I made the point that for the purpose of this, we've adopted the items for executive session in our executive session earlier, and this was simply for notification so that we were on record publicly. And I guess Lydia wanted to make public also that we would consider one other issue, and I'll yield to her.
LSB-related issues.
Okay, then Mary Berg, I want to add... with counsel in executive session, with counsel present.
Harry, let me just do it. Lydia wants to add.
Now let's do it.
Somebody's strangling someone?
Somebody.
I was strangling my earpiece. I'm sorry. It's been punishing me for about the last 2 hours.
Don, you're great.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
you can't get your hands on it. Okay.
Any objections to putting LSB matters?
To adding.
LSB related.
Related.
Does anybody second that?
Okay, there's no
second. Wait. Oh.
I need a second. All right, I second.
Somebody seconded it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mary.
Okay.
What did you say, Miss?
Any objection to adopting it?
I do want to call something to your attention. The secretary just somehow deleted all of the minutes that she had started. So I'm going to have to reconstruct this from the tape. So I've been pretty quiet, and it could be that, you know, you need to really consider if you've made a motion that it's clear, because sometimes we repeat motions and they come out differently in different versions. So I'm going to try to make it from here, but that's why I've been quiet for the last about 7 minutes.
I'll try to send you some
notes. I've been panicking
here.
Thank you.
You took notes for me.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead.
If you hit Control Z to undo, you may recover what you think you lost.
Okay. In my Microsoft Word document?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All
hit
right.
Control
Thank you.
Z.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Lydia,
you the motion again so that 3 can get hold of it?
Mr. Chair, I think she didn't ask to have all the motion again. I will send her my notes. I offered
Thank
to do
you.
That because she sent me hers before
right.
when I had to do it off the tape.
Thank
so.
You very much.
Is everybody clear about the motion?
Well, we agree, Mr. Chair. I think regarding number three, we said without exception to add the phrase LSB-related matters, and I had one other correction. I had one other addition to item three that I wanted to make.
What else you want to make of the mayor?
I want to say to add Friday session from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in executive session with counsel present. I want to add that phrase after executive session.
Any second to that?
Yeah.
Well, we've agreed that counsel will be present, so I just want it to be clear uh-huh. for the public in this version, too.
All right. Any debate about that? All right, we have two amendments here now. One is Mary's, and one is
Phineas.
So we're going to go up Mary's amendment.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, I thought I distinctly heard us say that you said without exception to Lydia's. There was no one objecting to that one. So this is the only one at issue, is it not, is the second one that I just made. Is that not correct?
The second amendment, right?
Yes. Now you have to adopt item three.
Right.
As amended.
So, any objections to Mary's amendment? No objection? Then it's amended. And we adopt the motion, item three, as amended by Lydia and Mary's motion. Objections to that? So, the item three is adopted as amended. Let's go to item six.
Okay. Mary
yes.
Berg here. I wanted to
yes.
change one word.
Just Mary, just for hold it. LSB chairs should each provide a status report, including LSB's fulfillment of duties enumerated in Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica Bylaws. And Mary wants to amend it.
Yes, I want to strike the word including and put the word on, which is what is the
Mary,
language.
Mary,
that's my change.
I heard you. I have to restate so people know. LSB chair should each provide a status report on LSB's fulfillment of duties. Is there any objection to that?
Yes. I object. This
I
is Lydia.
All right.
Dave.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay. The reason I object is because we're trying to get a snapshot of where we are with these things. The fulfillment, obviously, relates to something previously passed by this board, but also there may be LSBs who are doing all these other wonderful things with their time, and I think it's important just to know what they are doing. And so if we limit it to that list of three or four items, we may be missing the bigger picture. So I would respect, as long as they include what we really need to know, I think we should allow them the latitude.
You want to change what we
approved.
This
is Dave.
Okay.
Mary, please let her state her case. Go ahead, Lydia.
This is Dave.
No, that was it. I'm through.
All right. Who's the next one? I am Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds really, to do it that way sounds sort of punitive and threatening. And what we want is a report from each LSB, and we're just asking that it include that. And my recollection differs from Mary's, although she was secretary. I'm not sure that she was taking the notes at that time. My recollection clearly is that it was a question of including those items. So I think that that's what it should state.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Well, Mary
right.
Berg, it's on the recording that way, but we can certainly change it. I don't object
okay.
if people want to. It does say on in the audio.
Who's speaking? Mary? Is that point of information, Mary?
It's not a point of information. It's not a question. It's just I'm saying that was what we did, but if I don't object to changing it, if people want to now change it to including, that's okay.
All right.
Well, it doesn't preclude it.
Anyone else?
Right.
Anyone else? I want to speak on this item. Is there any objection? There, of course, there are objections. So we'll have to
take
some secretary. Could please take a vote on this item six, on amendment, Mary Berg's amendment.
Point of order.
Yes.
Since the maker of the motion just said she didn't object to, if I heard her right, that she didn't object to leaving it the way it was, perhaps we could ask if she wanted to withdraw the motion, and then we could see.
Mary, is that correct?
Well, yeah, I think it changes the whole thing, but it's okay, fine. It's getting late.
I can't.
It is already late.
It's already late. It's getting later.
That's right. It's getting later.
So you think, Mary, it's okay just the way it is?
Well, I won't object to it. Let's put it that way. No, I don't think it's okay, but I won't object, so let's just move on.
All right. So any objection to adopting item six as written and presented by the coordinating committee? No objection. Item six is adopted. Go to item seven.
Don White here.
Don White? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I am not offering motions or amendments. It's just for clarity. I would like the committee chair or someone just to confirm that I'm on the right track here. Number seven is really a discussion over licensing issues regarding our assets and the archives and so on. Is this a discussion over how we distribute our resources? And when it refers to end users, I hate to reveal my ignorance nationally, but it says what do you do with respect to end users and impact upon. So I would just like the chair or someone to just make clear that this is a discussion over licensing, the distribution, how we charge, how we license, how we release our assets that we have. Is that it?
Yeah, that's correct. The statement there was a paraphrase by the secretary of what we discussed, and it has to do with the fact that you may have different distribution strategies for listeners versus, you know, other rebroadcasters or other organizations. So the general point is correct. It's slightly larger scope than what you mentioned, because in addition, well, you're exactly right. But it also includes our basic economic philosophy and economic model that will be something that we need to discuss. So sort of a discussion about your overall approach to distribution and to revenue as it relates to distribution.
Thank you.
For instance, a policy that would go out to non-profit radio as opposed to for-profit radio and that kind of thing. You know?
That's the discussion. Those elements will be in such a discussion.
Yeah. Okay, I have no objection to this. And then what is an end user?
An end user was just a term for a listener.
A listener is an end user?
Mr.
Chairman, I do not oppose this.
Don White.
Excuse me.
Don White.
Who is speaking?
This is the chair, and you have a point of information, or you have a point of order, or something.
He has a point of
and
information.
You can't just keep on
question.
This is not
that's
the
that's not true.
I'm going to return this to the chair.
All the good information, Dave. Thank you for adding all the good information for Don. Don, you don't have any objection to item seven, right?
I do not have.
This is Lydia. Now I do. No, I just to change, following Don's, let's just change listener instead. Use listener instead of end user.
It wouldn't be accurate.
Okay. I thought that's how Dave just defined end user.
Who buys the premium?
User.
Who buys the premium?
We actually didn't put all that in.
Folks,
I withdraw my
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead, Dave.
I want to urge the board, we don't need, this isn't rocket science. If the equation is off by 0.2, nobody dies.
Let's
go for this. Let's move forward.
Right. Okay, I withdraw totally. It. I just thought for clarity if we're doing this, our agenda public. Okay.
Okay, I have no objection, Mr. Chair,
somebody,
so let's move ahead.
Turn those trains off. Somebody, those trains in the background. Thank you. So with that, Lydia, are you satisfied with the information?
Yes, that's fine. Let's just move on.
Thank you very much. Is there any objections to adopting item 7? So the item 7 is adopted. Let's move to item 9. Is other station reports. 45 minutes for reports for 3 stations, GMs. Not more than 1/3 time be devoted to the presentation of each report. 2/3 of the time is allotted for interaction with PNB and staff, and PNB shall receive substance of the report in advance. So who wanted to pull that item out?
Rip. It's Rip Robbins here.
Okay, go ahead, Rip.
I'm only asking for a very minor revision, and that is to change it from 45 minutes to 60 minutes. And my reasoning to increase to 20 minutes each is because that gives each of those managers a 7-minute presentation. Now, that's about 3 written pages at the most. And I'm hoping that at least would be a minimum expectation that we would have of them. And also that, considering that they're leaders of multi-million dollar businesses, I would think that we probably want that much time for them since they're going to be in town anyway. So I would like to increase it to 60 minutes.
Mr. Chair, Mary Berg would like to speak to that.
I second it.
Okay, you second it. Any discussion?
Yeah, Mary Berg would like to be on the stack.
Berg?
Yeah, the reason we picked 45 minutes, these are all going to be submitted in advance. And we really have business that we need to cover. And these reports we will already know about, and we can easily take care of those things. I think that was the reasoning in teleconference meetings. But I think that was the thinking, and everything always gets longer than it's supposed to be anyway, so I would really urge that we not add so much time right at the outset, or we won't even get to some of the things that we are supposed to, because we never do. So it doesn't really matter. If we need more time, we always take it, and then it takes, but I don't think we will in this case. That was the thinking, so I'm trying to clarify that.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Don White.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I want to support Rip's motion. I really think it is true that we get written reports, and most of us read them and, you know, at least scan and read them and go over them. But there is no substitute from having a general manager speak directly to you. I actually think these reports from general managers in the past have been extremely valuable, and I'm going to support. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time. We're talking about 15 minutes. We're talking about 15 minutes. So I'll just say I am voting for motion.
Mr. Chair,
can I clarify
just one point?
Ambrose, get control of yourself.
Well, then a point of information, then, about my motion.
Thank you, Don, for your brevity. And go ahead, Rip.
My point of information is, in fact, I see this, that there's going to be a written report. And what I said was, given a 7-minute presentation, that's about 3 pages at most. So what I'm looking for is a written report of more than the 1.5-page things that I've seen from managers.
Not
so, and that's my point.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Call the question.
Yeah.
All right. Question has been called. Anyone opposing to end debate? No one opposes, so the debate is ended. So we move to amend 45 minutes to 60 minutes. Anyone objects to that? Objection. So it's adopted. The motion as amended, including 60 minutes for reports, is adopted. Any objections to that? Adopting the motion as amended. Hearing none, The motion is adopted with 60 minutes for reports. And the next item is, that's it?
Move the agenda. No,
easy
report.
Thank you very much, Sarv. And we're right on time. We have 10 minutes left for a 10-minute ED report. Please, Greg, regale us with tales of wonder.
Oh, no, please. It's very late, and I'll spare you the long report. In about a week, you're expecting to get an update from the GMs concerning their plans for including the Spanish language newscast, those who have not already planned to do so. So I have to wait until we reach that date to let you know what their plans are. As far as the national election show is concerned, it's going very well. We had a very good discussion with all the national staff and several of the GMs today with Otis McClay, who's the producer of the show. We appear to be on schedule to go on the air on the 16th. We'll have a demo, a half-hour demo, up to the first of the week, and then they'll be working on that broadcast for that week. We have commitments from two sister stations and a tentative commitment from a third pending the receipt of the demo. Those are KPFA, KPFT, and WPFW. We have not yet heard from KPFK and WBAI, but I'm still hopeful that they will ultimately decide to carry the show as well. To some extent, they're waiting to sort of see the demo before they make that commitment. The first show theme will be the 9/11 and the elections. The second show will be Iraq. Five of the topics have been selected, and there are meetings weekly of producers and segment producers, and this is an open forum, and people, additional segment producers are being encouraged to join on the listserv and join on those calls so that more people from the stations can be involved as we go forward. It looks like it's going pretty well. I think we're a little bit behind on promotion, but and there are certain questions about how pitches will be incorporated. But basically, I think we have a good product, and we'll see within a few days what it begins to sound like. I really don't want to take up any more time, and I don't think it's necessary to give a further report right now.
I would like to ask a question.
Okay, it's open for questions. Go ahead, Teresa.
It appears that you've really had to do quite a bit of negotiations to get some of the stations to take it, and it's in all different kinds of forms, which is great. We're flexible. Is there anything that is a unified campaign to kick off this special show, and has anything been done in different areas to kick off the Spanish language program also? Because it was suggested to me, hey, we should have had this in the Spanish language newspapers, we should have had a party or banners or billboards or something. So I'm wondering if anything's being done to gather any publicity for these programs.
Well, internally in the network on the National Election Show, we're going to have promo carts developed within a matter of days. So for those stations that aren't carrying it and affiliates that want to, there will be a way to promote it. That's internal. On Spanish language, I don't know of anything at this point. And I'll be honest with you, one of the weaknesses of the organization generally is overall promotion. We don't really have anyone on the staff who is actually specifically charged with doing this. We have a kind of a committee that's begun to meet, but they have yet to really develop the capacity to do it. External promotion is a weakness. We generated a press release for the National Election Show last week, and I did send it out to some publications and outlets that I know of. But beyond my own efforts and the efforts of individual producers, we don't yet have a strong capacity to promote ourselves in the external world. And I think that's something that's going to have to be addressed over the next year, and it's part of really, in a way, reorganizing ourselves to add additional capacity and to figure out which members of the staff are best equipped to do these things.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay. Some of you may or may not know that I had an extensive background in advertising, so this has been foremost in my mind in relation especially with the Spanish language program. And I think that it becomes more viable once we know how many stations are carrying it. So if all five stations, that's really a big story, all five stations in all this area, that's a national news item. For the major publications, there's Hispanic, there's Latino, there's all these magazines. One of them, which I'll try to dig up and bring it to the PMB meeting locally here in Los Angeles, that where the five top radio stations in Arbitron are in Spanish. And so they were profiled in this magazine. But when it came to their recommendations, they recommended out of, I think it was like eight programs to listen to, five or six of them were KPFK programs. And not all in Spanish, but either Latino issues, and most were in Spanish. And you know, that was like remarkable. So obviously to do outreach to that journalist that wrote that article, but it's a local issue. In other words, like at every radio station, those in Latino collectives and so forth associated with us should be able to identify the free periodicals and whatever where we can place ads even, and get to know those journalists that are covering those stories. And it does mix, it even makes Spanish television stories. So when we get to that stage, I at least locally will be putting out some proposals, and I can share it with everybody, and maybe that can be helpful.
Okay, if there's nothing further, we may have the unusual occasion of finishing our agenda early.
Mr. Chair, I do have one little housekeeping item.
Yes.
I would like to know if Patty Heffley, Zarina Shakir, Alan Minsky, Rosalinda Montez, Palacios, or Phil Jackson is on this call. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for a quick and to-the-point meeting, and I look forward to seeing you all in Berkeley.
Thanks, Teresa.
Teresa, stay on.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Yes.
Teresa, can you call, William?
Any
Teresa?
Objection?
I'm on the call.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Okay.